This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. Today we're going to review GoldenEye for you, man. It's GoldenEye. My name is Wayne.
It's a classic throwback review, and my name is Paul. Let's get straight into it then for this 1995 17th James Bond
95.
Entry. It was produced by Michael G. Wilson and Barbara Broccoli, directed by Martin Campbell. It stars, of course, Pierce Brosnan, Sean Bean, Isabella Scorupko, Famke Jensen, and Joe Don Baker. It is too long, 130 minutes. Budget was $60 million. It made around about $350 million worldwide. So a big success.
Yeah, I'm right.
What's this one about?
Yo, man. GoldenEye is about, like, James Bond, right? There's this powerful-ass satellite system called GoldenEye, and then that shit falls into the hands of Alec Trevelyan, a.k.a. Agent 006, Sean Bean, of course he dies, and a former ally turned enemy. Only James Bond, the Pierce Brosnan James Bond, can save the world from an awesome space weapon that, in one pulse, could destroy the whole Earth and fuck everyone's up. In the meantime, he has to fight things like Xenia Onatopp, who is this woman who has, like, sex weapons. And she's an assassin who uses, for real.
You know me. I see a pair of thick, weighty breasts, and all logic flies out the window.
Her whole thing is she's always slightly sweaty, and she is horny for murders, is what happens.
She's a sadist.
She's a sadist.
She gets off on hurting people.
Yes. A little on the nose for me, but that's
which is a weird thing for a James Bond movie. I know, anyway, we'll get into it.
Anyway, that's what it's about, people. Sorry. That was a tight spot.
It was amazing. It's exactly, would you believe, read off of the IMDb movie summary.
All original.
All right, well, this is your jam.
Dude!
Last week, Last Dance was my jam. Oh, by the way, a bit of a shout out here from last week's episode from Clubber Lang's Pity. At Delon Movies, just listened to your review of The Last Dance. Cool to hear about it from someone not American. FYI, it's actually an ESPN production, and they're releasing it 2 episodes a week. It's not even on Netflix in the US. So
what?
It's not a Netflix production, just to clarify
the
that.
Hell? That's interesting. I did not know.
Last week, that was my jam, The Last Dance. This week, Golden Knights, all you. I have long been the, not James Bond hater, but I'm a James Bond detractor. I don't love these films. And in fact, I think some of them have been absolutely pieces of shit.
And I would agree.
We'll find out where GoldenEye sits in that ranking for me.
Oh, dude.
What's you want to take away? What's your big takeaway from this particular version of James Bond?
My big takeaway is that, one, Pierce Brosnan is the best all-round Bond ever. All-round, okay?
What do you mean by all-round?
Okay, he's high on handsomeness, all right? He's a handsome man, right? And he's like Pierce Brosnan. He looks the part, this guy. He looks the part.
Yeah, agreed.
All right? His hair is good, not just for the 90s, forever. Look at his hair in this thing. It's not...
Hot damn!
It's not shit like everyone else's, all right? So that's amazing. Two, the suave thing, it's inbuilt. He's Remington Steele. I understand. He's already British. He's not British. He's Irish, isn't he? But he's white. And so it's like... So that's,
Do I have to edit that?
Yeah, you're fine. but then, he's not, however, the toughest James Bond, right?
Well, it's Daniel Craig, surely.
It's actually Sean.
You reckon Sean Connery's tougher than Daniel Craig?
Okay, now, this is the thing. If you saw it in the 70s, Sean Connery was the guy who killed people,
Pierce Brosnan kills about 9,000 people in this movie.
You know what, you're right. Thinking about it, in today's context, Daniel Craig is like ass kicker. So
surely.
Yes.
In the way he's filmed.
Yeah, you're right. Daniel Craig is absolutely the toughest Bond. That's the thing. See, so Roger Moore was the I don't know what the fuck Roger Moore was, but I liked him.
He's a mistake.
George Lazenby was the mistake.
Well, that was why he only got one film.
Yeah. But apparently he turned down all the Bond films. They didn't take him off him. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Weird. Anyway, so this is why. So that's my whole thing. Like, he's this guy, and his little wink and a nod to the camera, it's done perfectly in GoldenEye. It is done less perfectly in his subsequent movies.
I think all the other Pierce Brosnan and James Bond films are pants.
No, the one after this. What was that after this? Tomorrow Never Dies?
Yeah, I think so. Delicious.
I liked that. No, I liked that.
Terrible. And then it gets progressively worse.
Dying of the Day was a fucking disaster.
Till we get to the one where he's surfing a fucking
tidal
wave.
That's the one. Yeah. The, no doubt. No question.
Thank God they hard reset and basically just said that we need to make this more grounded
and
real.
And they fucking nailed it, man, with like Casino Royale. Yeah, but that's another thing.
Which we've done. You can go back and check it out. Casino Royale, sort
by
of
the
classic
way,
review.
Casino Royale, directed by the same director as a GoldenEye.
Right. Okay.
Right? So that's the bomb.
And this one, as we've discussed, or just mentioned, it is... the most grounded. That said, it's still absolutely fucking ridiculous, and I have many notes as to what is ridiculous in this film.
Well, remember now, it was 6 years until Bond had been on the screen. So when people, when Pierce Brosnan finally...
the living daylights before this?
Yeah, that's right. So Pierce Brosnan, everyone had been lobbying him for him to be James Bond anyway, because he actually he missed on the deal because he couldn't get out of Remington's deal.
Oh, okay.
So, so then it came back around. And, ooh, okay, so it turns up. And you look at this guy and everyone was already shitting their pants about it.
Well, it makes sense then why the film opens the way it does, which is we don't get a look at his face until he pops into the toilet and... pops the guy in the face.
And his first line is like, whatever, you know. Excuse me, I forgot to knock.
So yeah, beg your pardon, forgot to knock.
Yeah.
So very close. Yeah.
And that's his introduction into the Bond.
Which I liked. I think that opening, the opening scene.
Oh, dude.
Is beautiful.
The bungee jump?
The bungee jump, the
it
running across
the
very, very wide shot of the dam. It's very well put together.
We shat our pants when we saw that. And then that's still a record, that bungee jump, the longest one in the world.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, boom, there you go.
And then we get to come up with Alec and 006 and they're doing their back and forth. And he's also devilishly handsome at this point in time. You forgot, Sean Bean was once a good-looking bloke.
I'd have fucked him. Yeah, it's just no question. Like, also, he was... He was. He was actually a heartthrob at one stage.
It was? Okay. Well, so you can see that here and... one of many moments in this film which made me scratch my head. And, and I know it's a James Bond
good.
Film.
This is why we review the older movies.
Yeah.
You want to bring up the problems.
So they're going to destroy this, whatever the hell it is, this Russian base. And they set off the alarm.
Yeah.
And then all the soldiers come by. They lock them outside the room. So 15 of them line up with AK-47s, I think they are.
Yep.
And start firing at the bulletproof glass. I'm like, those bullets have got to go somewhere, you know.
Oh yeah, exactly. So they didn't.
they don't just fall to the ground right in front of you.
I'm sure they just got stuck in the glass and didn't bounce off at all and at didn't all. Kill the whole.
No
room.
One, no one fell over having ricocheted themselves to death.
And these are AK-47s as well. They fucking.
And they're firing from about 1.5 meters away. Fully. They're just maintaining social distance from,
from that murderous window. No, that whole scene was cool, man. And even his like whole "come up with your hands up" and he's like.
That made me piss myself.
How original. That one? That
bit? No, well, so they're obviously they're caught and whatever else and they're pinned down and then suddenly come out your hands up and then he's got Alec.
Yep.
He's got him, you know, gun to his head, whatever else. So James Bond throws his gun away after he changes the detonator from 6 minutes to 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he kills him anyway. He shoots him dead, supposedly. Of course, we know that turns out not to be the case.
Yeah.
But then when he goes back and hides again, he says, "This is your last chance. Come out now." And I'm like, hang on, buddy. You've just killed the guy who surrendered himself.
That's right. Now he's got nothing.
And
exactly.
Now you've got no leverage anymore. That's why are you bothering? Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do
gonna
worse
come in
than
after
kill you?
You? Exactly.
I just thought that was a really bad bit of dialogue.
I thought it was... The whole Urumov thing, like that character is just ridiculous.
He looks a bit like... He looks weirdly like my mum's second husband.
Really?
Yeah.
His hat is
Ray,
too big, man.
Ray, like a young, an older version of Ray with the nose.
Good point.
Other than those little bits and pieces, it is very, very good. And all the way up to the point where...
No, wait.
Once again,
are you going to throw shade at
the laws of physics do not work.
Nope, this is perfect. This opening was perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul's about to tell you that he had a problem with the ending... Oh, sorry, the close of the cold open, I guess.
Yes.
Which is...
plane drives off the end of a run off a cliff.
Sorry, a plane with no pilot because he ran out, right?
Yep. And he drives off a motorbike off the edge and chases it down.
Now, that's not...
Somehow moving faster and climbs in whilst it's moving.
Here's what happened, Paul. Here's what happened.
Falling.
Okay, so what happened was... First of all, Urumov and his troops go, wait a minute, let's watch James Bond ride off a fucking cliff.
Let's watch him die.
So first of all, that's cool, okay? It's like, yeah, they always let him watch him die. Room off the cliff, slow-mo, jumps off the bike, tries to follow the falling plane. Now, the reason he gets there quicker, Paul, is that there's less wind resistance. I don't care, because all I wanted him to do was fall in, get into the plane.
I know you don't care.
Somehow,
but it's
we don't know
stupid.
what was below that canyon. There could have been a Grand Canyon-esque drop, which gave the plane so much room to correct itself after a nosedive, like almost 180 down.
No. Even the way it was shot, it's like,
dude, that...
Whoa, hang on, there's no way it fucking comes out of a nosedive with that noise plummeting
if
to its
it
depth
had enough
in 1.5 seconds.
Sufficient depth, it could have, right?
We could do this the entire film.
Exactly.
Really,
so what I'm saying is, though, it was so cool. Because then he's like, oh my God, he's riding off that thing. And then he jumps off. And we're just going,
it's a cool stunt.
I know what he's
going
to do now.
But it's dumb as fuck.
Oh, yeah. That is James Bond, basically. Except now.
And then this is probably the worst part of the film, really, really reviewing this properly.
All right, yeah, go on.
25 years later,
yeah.
The model shots are so obviously model shots. They look terrible.
Like the plane smash, like the...
Well, when he blows up the whatever Russian facility
it is.
And by the way, all Orimov and his troops aren't in the foreground of the shot anymore.
Dude.
7 seconds after the whole place blows up, I'm like, what?
Well, let me ask you this, though. Do you prefer the model shot or do you prefer the completely CGI'd shot? See, there's a charm to the model shot.
Well, I prefer a good model shot. I'm not sure what happened
That's true. It's just that you're smarter now. You're just looking at...
I also think that this wasn't filmed or made to be shown in high def. And here it is. Now we're seeing high def and it stands out worse.
Exactly.
So I'm totally aware of that. And then the light.
Okay. I kind of still dig it though.
Then we get probably one of the worst scenes in the film.
What?
Coming out of the credits. And that is James Bond is being evaluated by
What's wrong with this scene?
Well, for starters... Why is James Bond interested in frumpy psychologist woman?
Whoa, Paul. Okay. I will not have you talk bad about MI6 psychology frumpy woman. Okay. So here's what, let's say. So he's in his Aston Martin DB fucking whatever, right? And he's flying down and he's got somehow an MI6 psychologist whose job it is to evaluate him.
On the job.
On the job while he's in a car and he just happens to be start racing with a Ferrari.
As you can understand, there's a few issues here. And then the Ferrari with Famke Jensen in it. And they have it's interesting.
But how good is it? Like, I like a spirited drive as much as the next girl. Who's that? He's like, the next girl. I'm like, yeah, James! You owe me some pussy! So it's like, that's fine, man. This is all James Bond in the 90s, okay? That's how it is. It's fine, okay? Then, so
about every time Wayne is a sexist as James Bond, I hit that sound effect.
James Bondist, okay? Understand that you're watching this movie in the 90s, people, okay? Don't James Gunn me like this, all right?
You bring this on yourself, sir.
I'm fine with it. Anyway, yeah, that's
that,
all.
That was terrible.
Well, that's terrible, but he's got Bollinger in the fucking car.
Yeah, exactly. So he's going to woo her. So in other words, he's going to use his sexual charms to get himself out of trouble.
That's right. He got it.
Ridiculous.
Dick got him out of the evaluation. Why? James Bond is why. Yeah. I know it's a show. It's a movie.
Enjoyed the back and forth at the casino with Famke Jensen, Xenia on top, and the bit where this one made me laugh a lot. What rank are you? Commander. This one is an admiral.
Yes.
Oh, well, I like a woman who enjoys pulling rank.
All of this shit. Look, think about... That's the
funniest bit of the whole movie.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me? It's a little like that. And that's why that is the wink and the nod part of this, which James Bond now does not do because he's too tough and cool and Daniel Craigian. He doesn't do that shit anymore. Not really.
And I'm okay with that.
Of course I'm okay with it.
I'd much prefer what we've got now. Grounded.
Of course. And if you pull that shit anyway, you wouldn't get
any... Give me gritty over pithy every time.
Well, think about Xenia on a top, right? Now, look. It's not as bad as Pussy Galore.
No, that's true.
All right?
Pussy Galore was before, wasn't it?
No, Pussy Galore is the 70s, 60s.
What about the one that was...
There was
Christmas or whatever the fucking name
Christmas
was.
Jones. That was in...
Denise Richards.
That's...
The world is not enough.
Yeah, but that at least hasn't got a sexual connotation. There was in one of the Connery Bonds, there's an Asian character, female character in the nightclub. Her name is Chu Mi. It's fucking Chu Mi, man, all right? Pussy Galore and Chu Mi.
Yeah, they're not as bad.
That's all, you know, I'm saying. This is nothing by comparison.
But anyway, what's your favorite bit of the movie? Let's not go blow by blow through the whole film.
Okay,
we don't have that long, and B, it's just going to be me pulling the shit out of things.
Well, the first bits of it, like I reckon that opening, the whole opening was fantastic. Okay,
yeah, it was. Not the car bit, the first bit, the cold opening
was
great.
Car bit was fine too. Car bit was fine too.
No, it wasn't.
So then he's like, oh, okay, the whole movie is gold, I reckon. The bits that I love are like the, you know, the pen, you know, the click, 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 the invincible leg guy, right? Great, Boris. That was fine. I tried to count the clicks, couldn't count them.
Neither could I. It wasn't edited well enough together to keep a track. And I don't know whether it was meant to be, whether that's meant to show you that James is intellectually superior to you. I don't know.
Probably. Yeah. Probably. I thought, and that's how I took it. It's like, James Bond knows. James Bond does.
He acts when he knows he's clicked it three times.
That's right. Yeah. I remember that the Z3 Roadster, the BMW, was launched in this movie. And the one of the problems with this movie is that...
They had to shoehorn in how to get the car in.
The car's there, and they talk about... A Q is like, well, it does this and it does that.
And it doesn't come back to Cuba. And it doesn't do anything.
It's got one scene. It doesn't do fuck all. That guy drives it away. I'm like,
was it Cuba? Wherever it was.
Whatever it was. And I was like, well, how do you even get it to Cuba? Anyway.
Yeah, that was dumb. Really shoehorned in.
But I mean, you know, it's James Bond. What are you going to do?
I did enjoy you knew, obviously, Sean Bean was the second name of the credit. So even the dimmest of James Bond fans would have known that that wasn't the end of him at the start of the film.
Yeah.
But I liked the way he came back in. And I liked the way he had a little bit. Yes, he was going to be a common thief, but he also had this vendetta against the British for betraying the Cossacks.
It was enough.
And leaving them to
die. It was
enough. No, I'm saying that was pretty good. I was really ready to rise to criticism, so he's going to blow up London because 50 years ago. Oh, no, he wants to steal money as well. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. There's not a lot wrong with this film.
I think there's a lot wrong with various bits of the film, particularly.
You mean by comparison now, isn't politically? Yes,
no,
fine.
No, because that's James Bond and that's what you're in for. Yes, there's the casual sexism and all that kind of stuff.
Of course. It's
again, it was the 90s and whatever else. Exactly. Sure, and it's James Bond. So let's not forget that part. I like the way Moneypenny calls him out at one point, but then says, but still welcomed, you know, kind of.
She actually, if you look at how she's playing that scene, she hates him, but she wants to hate fuck him. It's like that. That's what I think it is. Because then later on movies after this, she's doing like VR wanting to fuck James Bond thing. But it's just weird. It's weird.
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously aiming for a bit of, because every woman except maybe M. Maybe this is M's introduction, obviously, this one, Judi Dench.
Yes.
Sorry, Judi Dench as M.
Of course. Yeah. And that was awesome.
And again, casual sexism. You know, can't have a woman boss without people throwing shade at her.
That's right. And she's like, you're a dinosaur, 007. Yep. And fucking
and
this,
I don't
and
like you. You're
that's
quite right. Correct. But I think you can get the job done.
Exactly. So, and that means it's, that's fine. This was addressing, actually, this is kind of progressive.
That
this
what,
movie.
For its time?
If you think about it. In that absolutely. Way? The, female
the worst character is the main Bond girl.
You're talking about Xenia? Or you're talking about...
Yeah, the
she's
other one.
Great. You don't like her?
What does she do?
She jumped I mean, out of the way of explosions.
And
she's smarter than him in computers.
Well, she does the one thing, she reprograms GoldenEye at the end. That's all she really. That's her whole point in the entire film, other than to be the damsel in distress. But the thing that made me laugh,
big man.
The thing that made me laugh the most was how she went from, you know, I don't trust you, I don't know anybody. He rescues her, gets her off the train, and then she just starts making out with
him. No, that's real life. That's all real life. That's how that works in real life. Fellas, if you're interested in a girl, just save her life. You're good. You're good.
She will throw herself at you.
Oh, she might not do that, but it's not going to hurt, is it? So
well, it depends how badly you had to save her life.
Okay, if you can do that and then also be James Bond, that's the clincher.
Well, yeah, that's
the clincher.
And as your mum has told you, Wade.
I'm no James Bond. I'm not speaking from experience in case that wasn't clear.
Sorry, old joke there on the show.
Oh, yes.
If you're new, welcome. It's great to have you here. We're sorry some of these references might go straight over your head.
I have an Asian mother.
Yes. Boris being completely sexually harassing Natalia still is a throwback.
Absolutely. And Alan Cumming's but being just that weird.
Guy. Yeah. I was trying to work out who he was. Alan Cumming. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. He's it's weird now, though. I you know what I think? This is just an idea I'm going to run by you.
Uh-oh.
Okay. When they recast James Bond after Daniel's next movie, okay? Mm-hmm. What do you think of this? Okay, this is an idea, spitballing. Bring it all back to the 1960s.
No.
Come on! Just bring it all back to the 1960s and we can do different types
you
of tech.
You just want Man from U.N.C.L.E. again.
You know I do. But what if we made it like his gadgets were good for the 60s, but because we're looking at him now,
it's
context.
So expensive.
God damn it.
To create the production design, just ask Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah. No, period stuff is more expensive, but it's James Bond, man. I'll get you the money. Don't worry about it.
This,
you know?
This film has all the James Bond cliches, though. I mean, it has a great tank chase scene. Let's mention that. We should not.
Which one? The
well, the bit where he jumps in the tank and chases
the
them
tank,
through
exactly.
St. Petersburg or whatever the hell it is.
That is cool. And that's where he adjusts his tie.
Yeah, it does the tie.
I love that shit.
Drives
man.
Through the walls.
So cool.
It's a good scene. Very
it's
exciting.
A great scene.
I'm pretty sure it was in mine or yours. Can't remember. Top 10 car chase scenes all those years
ago.
We did that particular
one. That's right. Oh yeah, this was great, especially with the breaking through the bridge and shit, and then the statue. Oh,
well, the statue
good.
Was dumb, but
class.
Anyway.
I mean, it's a James Bond.
Good
film,
fun.
You know what I'm saying? In the
good fun. The train rescue scene. Fine, you know that they're trapped in there. She does do some programming while he.
Yeah, she can get herself this girl. She's fine, Paul.
And then suddenly she's all over him like a wet rash. And
I found Xenia on a top's. I want to fuck you and get off on the murder thing. I found that a bit on the nose. I was like,
oh, it is. It's over the top.
It's
quite unquestionable.
There's one moment where she kills a bunch of people and does and then Orimov actually looks at her like, what the fuck?
Yeah, when she guns down all the people that are working with Natalia and Boris. Yeah.
And I'm like, this is gross. This is kind of gross.
Well, it's a weird thing, this movie, that on the one hand, we can show someone taking sexual gratification in murder.
Yes.
And then on the other hand, we can't show any blood.
It's a PG.
But my point is, there's no place for that in a PG film.
Because 95, man. 1995, boy.
There's no
it's almost
way
the 80s.
We should, had it been so hardcore emphasizing the sexual pleasure side of sadism.
Because it was a far less, litigious. It's just like, sensitive time. It was just more
America,
sensitive
though, is the opposite way. They'll usually allow extreme blood and gore and no sexual content.
That's true.
And so this is a weird, sticks out. It sticks out, even for the 90s, it really sticks out like a sore thumb to me.
Is that not a British production? Now that I think about it,
it probably is. But it's MGM behind it and the like.
Still,
it's a strange mix to be a PG-13 film.
If you look at lots of like even early 90s movies, right? Not even 80s, like whatever. Around this time, whatever. There's heaps of that shit. It's like, wow, that would never go off today. If you look at Indiana Jones, like the shit that goes on in there with the faces melting and stuff, that's PG as well.
But I'm saying violence flies.
Oh yeah, I suppose you're right. Yeah,
more
yeah.
than sexual content.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it wasn't overt. Like, she wouldn't pop a titty out and say it. You know what I mean? Like, it was just, she was just like, what? She was just kind of
you know
moaning.
Me. I see a pair of thick, weighty breasts, and all logic flies out the window.
What do you expect? You expect her to take it out and start licking it while she's shooting with her hand with the gun.
That would clear. Look, stop putting images in my head.
Right? Not on the nose anymore for Wayne.
Well, that's the thing. She like
gone in the spank bank.
I think if you were trying to sell this to a critic, like, all she's doing is breathing heavy. It's not a big deal.
No, come on.
Oh, I don't know. I reckon
you picked up on it. I picked it up on it. Everyone who's over 12 years old picked up on that she's getting off on this.
Okay, they paid off the censor, is what it is. I would have walked in there, slap her on the foot.
Well, we spent too much time on this.
Exactly. Sorry.
What did you think of the finale in this base underneath the
water? Fantastic, fantastic. You know how high up off the air they were when Alex Trevelyan was hanging off that thing? That is cool, son. Yeah,
some of the green screen, whatever it is, doesn't look great in that scene again.
Really?
Okay. High def.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Mm. I was too busy going, this is awesome. And then firing them, James.
Good fight scene in the antenna thing. They're firing each other. Very good. Enjoyed that.
And you could, Trevelyan looks like he's dangerous. Like, he's almost a better fighter than Bond. Like, he slides down and does things, you know.
Well, I guess it's not that long after this film we get the first Austin Powers. Is that 96?
I don't know.
Somewhere in there? Now, if I'm right in my years, or was it 97? Yeah. 97 that might have been referencing directly. Because, boy, we get a lot of scenes of where Trevelyan says, kill him, and they don't. Or they tie him into a helicopter, which is going to explode.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or, you know...
That is a Bond trope. Leave him to die.
There's literally a moment where he turns around to all the soldiers and says, kill him. And then they capture him and bring him to him. I'm like, well that's disobeying a direct order. Fucking just gun him down.
He's got plot armor, mate.
He does. Of course he has plot armor. I understand he can't kill James Bond, but then don't have that line. Have the line say, bring him to me.
Yeah,
then it's fine. There's not a problem. It all makes sense. But 4 minutes ago, you said kill him, and now 4 minutes later, he's standing in front of me, and he's not shooting him dead. He's like, "Well, James Bond, you just won't go away, will you?"
You think that's an edit problem, like, or do they?
I think it's shitty writing. Shitty writing. Yeah.
It's a bit weird. Did you know that there was the people who were gonna be James Bond this year was Ralph Fiennes?
Oh, in '95.
'95.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Mel Gibson, Liam Neeson, and someone named Paul McGann.
Who went on to be a doctor in Doctor Who.
Not an attractive man, so I don't know how that worked out. Anyway, that was apparently he was going to do it if Brosnan wasn't going to.
Let's answer this one last question then and then give our scores and wrap it up.
Go on.
Who should be the next Bond after Craig?
Oh, mate, that's an impossible question.
It's not. You can answer if you want to.
Look, I wouldn't mind seeing a bit of Idris Elba.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing a bit of that.
I can't think of anyone better off the top of my head.
Who's suaver and tougher and cooler?
And who can rap?
Oh, and it has to be a British guy, too. So, shit. Henry Cavill is the only guy, but he's already done the Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Cavill's pretty shitty, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big time. That's how good an actor he is.
We all know your love for Cavill.
We do.
Unfortunately, it's Cavill 1, Cruise 2. Sorry, Tom.
Look, he was a little long in the tooth for me, and I usually like older, but what are you going to do? All right, well, I think... Yeah,
Henry, I'm with you.
If it weren't for the Man from U.N.C.L.E., Henry Cavill would do it. Or us offering him Archer back in a year or something like that. He could be Archer.
Okay.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
All right. So, Wayne, what do you think? Where does GoldenEye rank for you among the James Bond films? And what's your score?
Among all of them?
Yeah, if you know that. How high up? Is it really high up?
Oh, it's really, really high up. It's really high. It's basically maybe my second or third favorite.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it might be my fucking second favorite, man.
So, Casino Royale, this one?
Yeah, I think so. Think about it. I was born
Spectre
too late.
Spectre is a way better film than this.
Oh, wait, sorry. The Craig ones are good. I actually think...
Of all the other ones,
You mean Skyfall or Spectre? You don't like Spectre.
Oh, sorry. No, not Spectre. My apologies. Skyfall.
Okay, yes. It might be Royale, Skyfall, then this one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, see, it's up there, though, because this is the shit. And
I agree.
You know
it's definitely the best Pierce Brosnan one.
They never got any better than this. And a lot of people say that about the Daniel Craig ones, too. Like Casino Royale.
Yeah, Casino Royale is the best.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Which is why I'm very interested to see this last one.
Oh, God, I'm really, really looking forward to that shit.
We're having to wait a bit longer, but there we are. All right, so... Final scores then, and we've already given kind of our final thoughts. Wayne is clearly the apologist. I am clearly the critic of the James Bond film. So why don't I go first?
Sure.
You can react and then give your score.
Sure.
I'll give it 64.
You fucking asshole. What's wrong with you? 64.
That's a solid pass. Three stars.
This is an 81 movie. Straight up. Wait,
four
fuck
stars.
It. You know what?
No, don't. Don't just put it up just because I gave it lower.
I'm just thinking. I'm trying to feel 81. It feels like it's more. But anyway, let's just leave it at 81 because I said it. There. 4 stars, but it's a clean 4 stars, man.
Yeah. Well, It's a slightly better than 3 stars for me. There you are. That's our review of GoldenEye.
We didn't even mention the game.
The game?
The GoldenEye game.
Oh, game. Yeah, we could have. We could have done it last
week. We're going to do a whole review on the game, all right? There you go.
Classic throwback review of GoldenEye the game for the N64.
That's a good idea.
Thanks so much for tuning in. If you want to let us know whether we got this one right or wrong, or which one of us got it right and which one of us got it wrong, you can do so via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at thecountdownpc. Follow us on podbean.com where we host the show, and check out ccradio.com.au for all the other great shows in the network, as well as the Facebook listener community. Link is in the show notes. That's it from us today. Thanks so much. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
Or just fuck it off. You don't even have to think about it. You ain't got to jab a damn button.
Time for the next
bitch.
Level. Forced.
Maybe go the long
one. This is the worst one. Actually, no. They're all the worst one. But this is a piece of shit. Fucking asshole.
See you next time. Yeah.